joint Russian and Belarusian military exercises near the Ukrainian border. Up to 30,000 Russian soldiers and most of the Belarusian army are taking part in the 10 days of drills, including missile defense systems, tanks, and fighter jets. Moscow has around 100,000 troops stationed close to Ukraine's borders. Ukraine invoked a clause from the so-called 2011 Vienna document, which is an international agreement on military transparency and which Russia is a signatory of, demanding Moscow provide detailed information and timeframes for military manoeuvres. Several Western countries, including France, launched fresh diplomatic efforts this week to persuade Russia to back down. So far, those efforts have failed to bear significant fruit. Moscow says its demand that there never be further NATO expansion east, including Ukraine, is being ignored. Ukraine's foreign minister told Al Jazeera Russia's concerns are illegitimate and Ukraine would not concede to Moscow's demands.
Russia violated virtually every rule of international law related to security in the last years. So now it wants to impose on others the discussion that you guys are expanding NATO or doing something else, and that inflicts damage on my security. The last thing the West should do in response to that question is actually to agree to take this concern seriously. Instead, it's us, Ukraine and other countries who suffered from Russia's actions, should ask them a question. How will you, Russia, ensure your security without inflicting damage on our security?
New satellite images published by a private US company show what it says is new Russian military deployment near Ukraine's border. More NATO troops and weapons are being sent to bolster the alliance's eastern flank. In a rare press conference in the Russian-backed separatist-held territory, the leader of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic accused Ukraine of planning a military solution to the crisis, something Ukraine denies.
I do not rule out that Ukraine can attack at any time. They have everything ready. The concentration of forces and capabilities allows them to do it at any moment, as soon as there is a political decision.
Russia says it has no intention of invading Ukraine, but it says it will be forced to take unspecified military technical action if its demands are not met. Moscow's main demand is that Ukraine never becomes a NATO member, and that's something that the US and its NATO allies say is a non-starter. Diplomatic efforts to defuse the crisis continue to fail. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kharkiv, Eastern Ukraine.